These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at rinse.com. That's RINSE.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark.
3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Oh, I'll have a Slingsby rhubarb.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
Are we all right?
Yes.
All
right.
You?
I'm wonderful. I am very excited for this week.
I bet it's been busting you all week.
Why? What's happening? We've got a list of subjects here to talk about.
Yeah, I bet. This is what you told me. You arrived there 45 minutes early and you've now got the 45-minute conversation that you had in the cafe.
I hate to break it to you though, Rob.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mark's had all of the TDK90s, put a bit of sellotape over the tab and he's recorded the top 40 on it.
Well, I don't know, that surprise
me. So he's still not got your jump.
It won't surprise me that he still sits and records onto a VHS or a tape. Not a VHS, a cassette.
Cassette tape.
It won't surprise me, yeah.
Yeah, I've got recorded double decks. 40.
Double decks.
Double decks. High speed dubbing,
yeah.
Did you used to do dubbing. That when you were younger? Did you record the top 40 but then also present in between?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. I did. I had a keyboard as well, so I could add sound effects. Because I was a pro, you know?
Oh, of course.
Of course. Everyone all right then?
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Shall we crack on then, or?
Yeah, well, should we talk about... I've got 10 things to talk about here.
I'll bet you have.
I have. Should we talk... Do you want to say something about something?
Yeah.
I've got a great idea.
All right.
Okay. I was driving the other day, and I went past a place.
Mark! No.
What?
No.
Oh.
Can we roll this chuffing tape from me arriving at this chuffing skydive? Please.
All right, we best.
Come on, I didn't know you did a skydive.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised.
You never talked about it.
You forgot about it with that chuffing long ago.
Let's play it.
Oh, it was a nice butcher, that, weren't it?
It was lovely. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good service.
Bit of Lincolnshire sausage.
Yeah, nice. Really good. Just waiting for Vopmo now, aren't we?
I can't believe we're
always,
here.
Always waiting for Rob.
Always I can't
wait.
Believe we're here before.
It makes a change for us to be here before Rob and not being Kurt being last.
Because you told us, like, don't forget, we need to plan for traffic, so we're here, like, an hour before.
Have you been to Dubai?
Have I been?
Yeah, just wondering why you got a Dubai T-shirt.
Aina's sister lives in Dubai, and she brought it for me as a gift.
Oh, that's nice.
So, no, but I haven't been. I'd like to. Aina's
would you?
Been. Yeah. I ain't been to Dubai.
There's some planes here. Let's jump on one.
Oh, I've got to Dubai, yeah. Why, is that in those little things?
Yeah.
I don't think it's got enough fuel to get out of country.
Could you imagine having to put up with Rob last night with all this nervous anxiety and excitement?
Oh, I know. I've got a spider in my cup. What's happening here? Christ almighty.
Just...
Oh, you literally said, oh, I know.
Chuntering away all night.
Well, does he not go quiet when he's nervous?
No.
Rob, go quiet.
Well, I meant when he's nervous. I thought he was a bit...
He probably only goes quiet when he's sat in front of his editing software.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's here, look.
Oh, he's here?
He's here.
He's coming. Oh, he's here. He's here, look.
Morning, boys.
Well, morning. Morning. How are you?
Good to see you.
Hello, Rob.
See you, all right?
Have you brought plenty of pants?
Just one brown pair.
Oh, okay.
I like, I'll see you wearing children's T-shirts again, Rob.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's a story. This isn't the T-shirt that I should be wearing right now, because it doesn't really go with the colour of the shorts, does it?
Yeah.
It goes with the trainers, but...
I think it does go.
So, I don't know if I told you, but it's my sister's 40th.
Do you think it goes?
I don't know what goes.
To you, do you know what colours they are?
Yeah, well, that's like a brownie colour. Is that brown or is it green?
It's green.
Green. Yeah. And they're blue or turquoise. Grey?
Like a teal.
That's not teal.
That is, yeah, it is teal.
Is
yeah.
it teal?
You know this is a podcast and they can't see this, what we're describing.
Yeah, anyway.
So, it's my sister's 40th birthday, so we've been...
Happy birthday, Kirsty. Thanks for coming.
I love how you've just done that, Rob, as an afterthought. Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Kirsty.
No,
yeah.
And on the way to Skegness yesterday, 5 minutes before we arrived, Gemma said, you did put the coat hangers in the car, didn't you?
Coat hangers?
And I went,
What coat hangers?
She went, all the clothes that are on coat hangers. And I went, I haven't put any in. So, neither have I.
So have you not got any clothes?
So, you've
been running Gamal's Market buying cheap knockoffs.
So basically, we'd got a suitcase and the shorts were in the suitcase, but the T-shirt was on the hanger. So I've had to put an odd T-shirt with the trousers. But
they go. It goes. That goes, doesn't it?
I'm glad you agree.
Well, they do say blue and green should never be seen.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't they?
They do.
Yeah. They say what?
Blue and green should never be seen. As in, it should be together. It's the same.
So, what colour is this? Is this not green, is it?
No, that's... How bad is your colour blindness?
Not as good. Not as bad as my sarcasm.
It's orange.
So how are you feeling?
Yes.
I'm definitely nervous now. On the way here, it was... I think I said it earlier. It's a little bit like... It's like a battery been on charge. And the energy that's being charged
is anxious energy. I can't imagine being stuck in a car with you, knowing that you're going to a parachute jump.
Yeah.
I think that'd be like worse than being stuck in a lift.
Every now and again, Gemma kept going, slow down.
Well, we're driving
and that's
fast.
Why I said, on the way home, you're going to have to drive. Because I will be absolutely like...
You'd have been going through motions of jumping while you're driving.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yesterday, driving home from work, not the safest thing to do, but because I know that apparently at free fall, you're doing 120 miles an hour, and on a... tandem, it's 125 because of the extra weight of the two.
It's not very heavy then, is it, your man that you're strapped to?
So I was looking, doing 70 mile an hour on the motorway, looking at the central reservation thing that's going past me at the speed, thinking, I'm not doing twice this, but I'm doing another 50 mile an hour on top of this going down.
You're overthinking that.
Towards the ground.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but much as I'm nervous, I'm really excited. And I've been told that our minds aren't capable of distinguishing the difference between excited and and scared.
Right.
Is that right?
Apparently, yeah. Someone told me that. I can't remember what.
Well, that's why we like other films. We get that feeling from other films.
Yeah. Is that normal people or your psychiatrist?
Probably my psychiatrist.
Rob, you don't know the difference between you can't wait and you're going to die.
So what time do you need to be booked in for?
Yeah. Now.
Right, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, so I probably better go.
Oh, are you going to sit your altimeter?
Oh, I could do, couldn't I?
Yeah, you could do, couldn't you?
I've never used that.
Here we go. Straight to YouTube, watching a few videos.
Well, enjoy
the altimeter on my Garmin watch.
Enjoy if you have any beers or anything, and I'll catch you in a bit when I've done this thing.
Well, good luck.
So thank you.
If I weren't DJing tonight, I would be on a beer.
Will we not see you now until you... We'll see you before
you go away. I've got some briefing, I think. So, yeah. So I'll do that, and I'll speak to you in a bit.
We don't need to wish you luck then, just yet.
No. See you in a minute.
Right, see you later.
We're here live!
So, how long has this briefing he's got, Rob's? He's been in there ages.
I think there's a career in him, if I'm honest.
Hold on, there's a plane.
There's a plane taking off.
He's probably asking what aperture the camera's on.
Well,
what ISO it's on.
I'll tell you what we don't need to do. We don't need to put any sound effects in to pretend we're an airfield, do we? Because we can hear a bloody plane going off.
Yeah, although that could be a sound effect.
It could be, but it's not.
They've only got our word for it, that it's real.
Yeah, but we don't lie.
We don't lie.
We're
we
very truthful
lie.
On our podcast, aren't we? Anyway, where is he? How long has he been in this? Oh, he's
here.
He's here.
You had to mention his name, didn't you?
Yeah, I
know. He's like Candyman.
And he's turned up.
Have you got any sweets?
Have you had your briefing?
I've just had the briefing, yeah.
Tell us all about it. What happened?
Well.
That'll do. Right. Anyway.
So there's not really much to tell other than I know what equipment I'm going to be wearing.
Is it 4K? 8K?
I don't know.
Give up,
you're
you
talking
don't
about
know.
Cameras, aren't
30
you?
Frames a second?
I didn't ask any of that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, so basically they told us what position we've got to assume when we get on in the plane.
Was it the fetal position?
It was just the way that you sit.
Like that.
Well, I'm sat in front of the tandem
guy.
Skydiver.
The skydiver.
Yeah.
And then he'll clip me on and make all the adjustments to pull both clips down below and up here. Put the goggles on, and they said, it's when the aircraft doors open, that's when you pull your goggles down. And I got an overwhelming, my stomach just went literally. Really? I was like, all right, that's going to be the moment. And then he said, then we'll start shuffling towards the exit.
Shuffling. And then, I hope they were going to video that bit when you're
then,
shuffling.
And then you'll over, I'll sit on the edge of the plane. Well, he said, you'll sit on the edge of the plane, and he will sit on the edge of the plane and you'll be overhanging out of the aeroplane.
Well, yeah, do you know what I mean?
I just end up pulling him off.
I know.
And he said... Yeah. And then you have to...
I don't mean pulling him off. Yeah, I know what you meant. I've got a dirty mind like you.
Right, I'm going to the toilet. See you a bit.
That would be rather inappropriate in that moment.
Taking a different level, this, isn't it?
I was just thinking, mate.
That would be nervous. Yeah.
Can you pull me off?
I have no time for that. We're jumping. Right.
So at this point, then I've got to assume a position where I have to tuck my legs back under the plane and hold on to the harness and put my head back into his kind of chest.
Yeah.
And again, when I put my feet right back into there, I physically...
He'll headbutt him and knock him out.
I could just visualise this kind of putting the feet underneath the plane from an external position. I'm thinking, oh, gosh, that's scary. That is scary. But then apparently we jump out, something called a drone comes out, which is like just a top thing that just flaps above you, which is for your altitude and speed, I think. And at the point where... At the point, if you're travelling too fast at a certain altitude, it automatically deploys a chute.
Oh, right.
Automatically.
Okay. Oh, right.
So you
could have done it by yourself then. Well, you need this
absolutely.
Guy.
In the event that something happened to him, I guess. Other than that, there's the normal shoot as well. So that's that. I get two taps on the shoulder, and when I get the two taps, then I can move my hands off the harness and into the kind of skydiving position.
Oh, yeah.
90 degrees.
The starfish?
Yeah. And you've got to arch. And so, yeah, and then when we land, we have to raise his feet up. We had to practice all this, do it one by one, so
you'll
they know
it all,
we've
though,
got it.
I probably will.
Forget it all. As long as I remember the two taps, then I'll be all
so
right.
How long is it then, from the minute you jump out of the plane to you touching down, have they said?
How long will it be?
That's why I asked you, yeah.
Say it again. I'm nervous.
So when you jump out of the plane, how long will it be till you touch the floor?
Oh, I don't know.
I know it depends on if the parachute opens, but...
It's at 6,000 feet they deploy the parachute.
That's
I don't know the timings.
You don't know how long
you're... Do you want to go back and ask them and come back to us and report?
I'll find out for you, though, Mark.
Please.
I've got a dentist appointment. I'm going to be late.
What are you doing?
Well, you interrupted us, so I'm going to interrupt you now. Because, you know, I'm still wanting to know how long does it take from when you jumped out to when this guy taps your thing?
Yeah, okay.
That's
so,
what I want to know, and I want to know now. Have you got the answer?
Yeah, I know.
I've been waiting 2 weeks for it.
Yeah, so it takes 6 minutes from leaving the aircraft, so landing on the ground takes six minutes. It's a 60-minute free fall.
60?
Sorry.
60 minutes?
No, 60-second free fall.
On the road.
Okay.
And obviously these are all approximately. And then 5-minute parachute.
Had you had these timings in your head?
No, because you were asking me on the day, and even at the end, I didn't know. Because I'd not timed it as I'd come down, so I went and asked one of the guys after.
Oh, right, okay. So 6 minutes, right, okay.
So there's a big rush of energy and thrill for 60 seconds.
Yes.
And then a 5-minute wind down.
Yeah. A nice
wind down.
I would say.
Yeah. Reminds me of something.
Yeah, me too. 30 seconds. Much shorter free fall.
You breast press player.
Yeah. You probably should.
So just think, Rob, right? Just think that. Because I can imagine that it all feels a little bit
surreal,
theoretical, at the minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just want you to really, really consider something.
Yeah.
That literally,
yeah,
in a matter of, let's say, minutes,
yeah,
you're going to be sat on the edge of a plane,
yeah,
in the sky,
yeah,
ready to fall out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With nothing attached to you. Literally, I mean, I know you've got a parachute, but there's nothing attaching you to anything.
I know.
You just free falling.
Like normally when you're in a plane. Imagine opening that door and just sat there and knowing that that's going to be you.
I don't think I realise quite how high 15,000 feet is. I think that's the thing.
Well, I can tell you what it is. It's 15,000 feet.
Yeah. And you know when you go on a commercial flight...
Is it Captain Obvious?
And obviously you're at 30,000, I think, in a commercial flight.
35.
Is that right? 35, yeah.
Yep.
So you think you're probably at that 15,000 for probably a little bit of a, you know, probably a few minutes while you,
yeah,
you know.
Sure, yeah.
And you'd be looking down thinking... wow, we're high up. And that's where I'm about to go and jump out.
It's high, Rob. It's high.
Yeah.
It's very high.
I think I've realised that. So, yeah.
It
so, I've got to go and get my suit on, and I'm not sure if I'll get to speak to you beforehand, but if I do, then I'll chat with you.
Is it a black suit, just in case?
Yeah. I'd hope it is. But I think it's blue. I've got something for you.
Well, right now.
Is it your last will and testament?
So, while I'm gone,
yes,
I've got a letter for you.
Well, okay. The
boys. Don't give it to him. He's going to end up opening it. Don't
open
it.
Don't give it. He'll open it.
They're arguing over it now. Don't open it.
It feels like a wad of 20s, Rob. It's not, is it?
You can open it when you see me go in the money bush. You can open it. All right. But until then, keep it sealed.
Can we ask what it's about? Or
no, you'll see when you open it. But if I get to speak to you before I jump...
Captain Obvious, right? You can't open this because it's a surprise.
Yeah, but
he's not going to tell you what's in it.
No, but is it a task? Is it questions?
I'm not saying anything, mate.
Is it a goodbye?
All I'm saying is...
are you leaving the podcast?
If I speak to you before... If I can speak to you before I jump, I will. If not, I'll see you when I land.
Is it a poem? Right?
Well, if we don't see you before,
yeah,
enjoy it.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not just going to say good luck, you'll be absolutely
and
fine.
And it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah.
I agree. Enjoy it, Bob. Enjoy it, yes.
Right, see you in a bit.
See you later.
You all set?
Yeah.
All set. I've got my rig on.
You have?
I'm not in black, unfortunately, I'm in blue.
Yeah.
It's very tight. I've had to adjust my nuts three times.
Is that inflatable, that, Rob? Or is it, you're finally wearing something that fits you?
Don't pull it, Mark. Whatever you do, don't pull anything on me at the minute. Certainly don't pull me off in front of all these people. But yeah. I tied my shoelaces now. I would tie my shoes like a...
You've managed...
Yes, I have
all
managed.
All these years?
I have.
Congratulations.
But I was tying them so tight that he went, mate, you don't have to tie them that tight. And I said, listen, I just don't want anyone to die. Death by New Balance. So, yeah, but they're all right. So, yeah, I'm all suited. I'm all ready. I'm red hot. Because,
yeah,
obviously, it's... What is it now? Is it like 28, 9,
it's
29
degrees? It's 25 degrees.
It's 25 degrees.
Yeah,
and it's really hot in this.
That.
Well, it's just like me to exaggerate. So, yeah.
Right, the guy there is just in a sheet T-shirt.
That's my jumper. That's Carl.
I know.
I love how they're just so calm. Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, up. Landing now.
Hey, up. It's coming in.
That's the one that took off when we were talking earlier.
Look at that.
Hopefully, that's not how I'm going to return.
Yeah, still standing side like that, shaking like a dog that's trying to go to the toilet.
Yeah. Right, I am going to go now because I'm going to get ready.
Prepare, right.
I'm mentally going to prepare myself. All right?
Have fun.
Thank you. Yeah. See you in a bit.
Wish you luck, boys and girls.
Hello.
See you later, Robbo.
Now what? So, you've had your briefing.
Yes.
Do you know who you're going to be attached to?
Yes, Carl.
All right, and do you get on all right with him?
I'll tell you what, what a character.
Yeah?
You know, you could definitely tell that they must get some people that are so nervous that they're trying to distract them.
Mm.
So a lot of their chat is distraction talk, but at the same time, they also put in a lot of humour, you know, like the whole thing of talking about that they had a terrible night last night, no sleep, you know, woke up in the morning, went to cycle to work, he got a puncture, sorted his puncture out on his bike, and then riding here, he hit a ditch and his back wheel fell off and put his wheel back on, got to work, he'd forgot his mobile phone, so he had to go back home and get his mobile phone. And going through all this story, you know, basically coming to the point that he's really stressed out.
And he's got loads of bad luck.
Yeah, and he's having a very bad day.
And he's jumping out at 15,000 feet.
So he was really funny. And he also told me as well that, obviously, I must have said it five times on the day that I love Tom Cruise and I want to experience what it's like
really?
To be Tom Cruise.
You said that to him.
I did. Many times.
I'm surprised. It's probably the only person that you're taller than.
Yeah. Very true. Very, very true.
But he's never heard that, has he?
All right, Kirk. It's not that funny.
So at this stage...
Hold on. I was just going to tell you a story.
It's not about you,
told me.
This, Rob.
All right. He said that one of the guys who dives at that place, I said that place,
Skydive Hibblestow?
Yeah, Skydive Hibblestow. He said he had worked on the last few Mission Impossible films, and his wife, not Carl's wife, but the guy that dives there, his wife is the rigger for Tom Cruise's parachutes, and he will only use her to rig his parachutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I was like, that time we talked about seven seven degrees of separation. Yeah. I was like, oh, he's just closed the gap even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know someone who knows someone who knows Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Exciting, isn't it?
Get you. So yeah. What's going through your head at this bit then? Is he making you nervous or is he making you...
No, I must admit, it definitely did work to distract me because I wasn't thinking about anything at that point. It was just all, you know, and I had no idea how long it was going to be from this point to actually getting in the plane and going. The videographer came over. He got like this fancy helmet with all the cameras attached to it. He was a great guy as well, Charlie. It was almost like there was three of us in this game together. That's how it felt. Do you know what I mean? And it really wasn't literally, I think, it caught me off guard, actually, if I'm honest. All of a sudden, they're like, right, you're going third, you're going this. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going now.
That's the question. When did you jump out? What number was you?
I was the first tandem. There were four solo divers and then me and Carl.
Ah, okay.
So literally they called it and the plane was right there in front of us, wasn't it? It was so close. Yeah. You could literally, what was it, 6 metres away from us all? So we walked to the plane and we got in obviously reverse order.
At what point did it become real?
I think at the point of climbing, getting on. And
getting on the plane.
Getting on the plane. And honestly, it's a right rickety old thing.
Did your legs go to jelly when you found up those little steps?
How cramped was it on the plane? Because
how cramped?
Cramped. How cramped was it? Because obviously you're not sat in first class, are you?
No.
You're not sat on anything, are you?
Do you know the old school benches you used to have?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I do. These two won't, but...
Yeah, imagine them running lengthways down through the plane.
Yeah, because it'd be really weird if they were running widthways.
Sticking out outside the plane. Yeah. So you were straddling a wooden bench with a bloke on your back.
There were two benches next to each other, if you like. They're not benches, but yeah. And so everyone gets in and...
Had you got a tray and a light?
No, Mark.
No seatbelt.
No in-flight meal and filmer.
Well,
nothing.
I'm not going there again.
So everyone gets in. Obviously, I got in last of all the tandems. And you kind of sit up and he pulls you right into him. So you're literally really close. Hello. Everyone's literally like... You know, I don't know what you call
people,
it.
You know, people can't see this because it's a podcast.
Upside your head.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what it is.
I would have done that on plane. Yeah.
And I could feel him clipping me in on my hips.
He was doing what to you?
Clipping me in. And then he clipped in at the top of my back. So we were really close by this point. All the other guys got into the door. It was like a roller shutter. Roller shutter came down. And the turn played round and off it went. And honestly, it were like,
you were shaking all over the place.
It were like bouncing off chuffing wheels. I was like, oh my God.
Was it like something out of Indiana Jones?
Yeah, absolutely. And when they were getting on, one of the guy who's the lead, as they call him, the head jumper or lead jumper, he tells them the order that they're going. And he shouted one of the guy's names and he said, fourth. And he just started laughing and went, yeah, whatever. And I turned to him and went, Why is fourth? What's so bad about fourth? He went, well, you're the first in, which means you're the last out. So if the plane's going down in an accident, you probably won't get out.
That's good to know.
You missed that in the briefing while I was on the ground.
I felt myself looking for Carl going, where are we? where are we, Carl? So anyway... He gets in and it obviously starts taking off and it's just jumping all over the place. And then once it were up, it was just like being in any other plane. And you get sat there thinking, it's really bizarre this, because I was facing backwards.
Right.
Which, that's one thing you never do on a... Oh, no, you... Do you ever do it on a plane?
No.
Can you face
the opposite
way?
Crew do, don't they?
Yeah, the crew
but
do.
But we don't.
Yeah, so that's a bit bizarre. But yeah, so that was it. And up into the sky we went. So, yeah. So,
is that it? Can we get on with episode?
We can, yeah. I'm guessing by this point, you've now got the letter to open.
We've got the letter.
We have the letter to open.
Yes.
That, brilliant. Well,
we had it. We didn't open it. We had it. We just didn't bother. We just didn't open it.
Well, I at least knew you opened it. So, okay. Perfect.
All right, so he's just about to set off in the minibus, so we're going to open this letter.
And it wouldn't surprise you to say I've already opened the envelope.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Hi guys, I thought I'd write you a little note while I'm still alive enough to use a laptop. Just something to ponder in my dramatic absence.
Dramatic absence?
There's only Rob in there. Dramatic absence.
Yeah. ChatGPT for you.
Enclosed.
a receipt for my skydive in case anything goes wrong, and you need to inform my life insurance provider. Please do so after posting a tasteful tribute slideshow on Instagram. Yeah, and we'll do it, Rob, in very low quality. No, you cannot use it to get a refund. Yes, I have taken the parachute instructions with me. As you're reading this, I'm probably 15,000 feet above you.
Well, he's not quite yet, but he's getting there.
Yeah, he's getting there. Either plummeting heroically through the sky or clinging to the instructor and quietly weeping into my harness. Either way, my white Calvin Kleins are no longer white.
You had to get in there that he's wearing Calvin Kleins, isn't
it? Yeah, they'd be Primark Snides. And so, with my fate quite literally up in the air, I leave you with a few deep questions to contemplate in my absence. I'm currently wondering whether clouds actually taste of anything. Rob! We'll soon find out, won't we? Do they taste of anything? And if clouds do taste of something, what would it be? Oh.
Candy floss.
I was going to go for the obvious. Yes, Captain candy, Obvious, you've gone straight in with it. Well, candy floss. You know,
I think the taste of horrible sparkling water.
I think they'll taste salty.
Salty? Yeah, I don't want salty.
Oh, they won't taste salty, would they? Because the salt's been left behind from the evaporation.
I'm going to say something that's going to be more fitted. They're going to taste anything, are they? Because I don't think you can taste clouds.
I don't know. It's an interesting thought, though, Rob.
Rob,
yeah.
Rob asked the question.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I don't think they taste anything.
Anyway, in the instance I haven't finished reading the parachute instructions before I hit the ground, you set up a crowdfunding page for my funeral and secretly use it to pay for the auditions for the new podcast host, which three celebrities would you shortlist to replace me?
Oh.
Which celebrity? Why would you go that high?
I think it's just the point of the question, you see, to give it some substance, so we don't just say Bob from Round Corner.
Yeah, I'd just get Bob from Round Corner, Rob.
What celebrity would we have as a host?
Which celebrity?
To replace Rob.
That's a good question.
Greg Davis.
You couldn't get any more opposite to Rob, could you, than Greg Davis?
No.
Rob being a little pocket rocket and Greg Davis being like a 7 foot.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to have actually someone funny on podcast.
Yeah. I was actually thinking of Rob Beckett.
All right, I think he'd just be a bit too. I get what you mean about him matching Rob's energy,
though. Yeah, yeah. And he's got the same first name, so we wouldn't have to change some of the writing.
Rob, you see?
You can leave the name Rob. I don't have to dye his hair.
Yeah.
I'd say Lee Mack.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, Lee Mack, yeah.
Because he's sharp as a knife, isn't he?
Yeah, I did watch a stand-up comedy show, though, the other day with Jeff. Not Jeff. Is it Jeff?
Jeff Brazier.
No. Maybe
Jeff
not.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Banks.
I don't think it's Jeff.
Jeff Capes.
Brainstein. Bernstein. Bernstein. The guy from Ted Lasso, who wrote Ted Lasso.
Jeff.
Bernstein. Bernstein.
Okay. I know what you're trying to say, but I don't know what it is.
Do you think we should carry on with letter?
Why?
You've come with yourself. I thought the
idea was, the idea of this letter, that we'd end up having talking points.
We've got Rob Beckett, Lee Mack.
But you do know there's
somebody
20,
we don't know.
20 sheets of this letter.
All right, carry on with letter.
Okay.
No. Third one, Cher.
Cher?
Yeah.
She's a bit old.
She make you look young. Well, maybe.
All right, go on, carry on then.
Right, so there's your three, Rob.
Yeah.
Is there, Rob? He's going. We didn't wait till he went up in the air, Rob. We're actually reading this now.
Brett Bernstein.
Brett Bernstein. Goldstein.
Goldstein.
Yes.
Yes, that's him.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, Albert Einstein. Right, okay. In the instance I forgot to put on my parachute before jumping and I splatter gloriously, which of you is most likely to turn my ashes into a novelty item like a snow globe or an incense burner?
Mark.
Have a great photo of me tattooed on their body and where, and which one of you would do the 15K skydive to scatter my ashes in the sky?
Well, I'm not doing a skydive.
I'm not.
No. Rob, I'd just flush it down the toilet.
You flush Rob down the toilet.
Yeah. What a glorious way to go, Rob. Down the loo. It's not probably as glamorous as he thought that from my point of view. What do you think?
You know for a fact that I'd be turning his ashes into some sort of sex toy. He'd like that.
I'm not either. you've lost me.
And
now.
Then you wouldn't use that sex toy, would you? Because that'd be a bit of...
No, but how funny would that be, though, to then give it to a gay couple?
and not tell them what it's made of.
Yeah. There you go. Here's a piece of Rob. It's Rob in the shape of... Anyway. It rhymes.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So would you have a tattoo of him?
No.
Have you got any tattoos?
No.
You wouldn't have a tattoo of Rob?
No.
On your arse?
Not anywhere.
I do a Rob Mooney.
Because I don't like tattoos.
Wouldn't you even have a small one?
No.
Just not just on your arse or something like that.
You can only see with a microscope.
You mean of Rob?
No.
Of anything?
I've just had an idea that we all should get matching the chat in tattoos. Just something really, really small somewhere.
Microscopic that you can only see under a magnifying glass.
Like just TCI or something like that they all match.
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I suppose
where? A tattoo parlour.
If you just wanted it on your arse cheek.
We'll do that on episode 1,000.
1,000?
Well, all right, 999.
You won't live to see that. Anyway. Which one of you would do the skydive?
Not me.
You know what? I think... I'm studying thinking. Do you know what? I think I quite fancy this.
Yeah.
You'd do it, Mark.
Yeah. I'd be really, really nervous.
Well, so is Rob.
And the fear of jumping wouldn't be a problem because
he's gone. There's no turning back now.
Bye, Robbo.
Come on then.
I don't know if he can see us, but I'll wave.
I want to see him skydive.
Yeah. Okay.
In
the instance my skydiving instructor passes out, instructor. Am I more likely to hit the ground at 100 miles an hour to be remembered for such a tragic outing, wait until the last minute to pull the chute to experience what it would be like to be Tom Cruise for a second, or panic, screaming whilst trying to remember how to deploy the chute?
Are we supposed to answer that?
Well, he'd absolutely try and be Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Because that's all the thing in his head.
Yeah.
He'll be going dum, 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 dum,
I think he'd be still combing his hair. he'd want to look right, wouldn't he, when he found him?
True.
Yeah, so I'm not sure about the Tom Cruise thing. Last question.
We think.
The jump goes well. I land safely in the designated landing spot. Which one of you is buying me my first pint? All right, the next question. I'll get you a pint, Rob.
I'll buy him a pint.
If I make it back, I expect hugs, applause, and maybe a small parade.
Parade?
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Rob, but you're getting neither of them. If I don't, please clear my Google browser history and make sure my story is told only in short slow motion with epic background music. Only you, Rob. See you hopefully on the ground. Much love. Your friend, a national treasure and future sky legend.
He's not a national treasure!
Current nervous wreck, Rob. Now we've got some more sheets behind this.
I know. They're gonna be missions for us, I think.
Missions.
Individually.
Oh, no,
I love it.
What is it? I can't see.
He's actually left us the parachute instructions. Are they the actual parachute instructions, Rob? Or are they actual...
Look, that's how you pack it.
Why is he telling us how to pack it? We didn't pack it.
Rob, you forgot your parachute instructions.
Should we have read how to pack the parachute before...
Before we packed it.
he's gone up with a parachute.
Yeah, I like this, Rob. You've left the instructions.
It does look a bit like Rob.
I like how he's picked that person. That's what Rob thinks he really looks like.
Is there any more to it?
I'm just going to have a look because Mark only got to the second page and got bored.
Yes.
Yeah, there might be someone on the back page or something.
Can you do it?
No.
Yeah, then.
It's because you're trying to do it at the same time.
End of manual.
There we go. Well, maybe we should have looked at what that were first, because then we could have took a bit more time over the questions instead of thinking we'd got 5 pages of the stuff to go through.
Should we just re-record it?
So you fell at the first hurdle there, Rob.
Right, so where is he in this plane here, do we think?
Yes.
All right, let's catch up now where they are. So we're with Jem, Rob's wife.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you feeling?
I'm all right, actually.
Yeah, you're nervous?
Just saying, Rob seemed quite confident, so I feel quite confident.
I'm going to say you were going to be all right because you're on ground and you're not doing it, so you're going to be absolutely fine.
I can't believe you're not already in your car driving off.
But I think if he'd have come up to me then and said, I'm really nervous, I'd have been, don't do it then.
Yeah.
Just come back.
Yeah.
But he seemed all right, so yeah. He was chatting the chat, so he'll be fine. All good.
Do we know whereabouts the plane is?
I can see the plane up there.
Do we know which number he's going to be jumping at? Will he be first, last? Or did they tell him?
They said they've got a red parachute with a black and white stripe. So
right, okay. But we don't know if he's going to be first out or
last
out.
That's mean,
well, I think some are jumping at 10,000.
Oh, right.
So they'll pop out first. And then
okay. And what's the difference at jumping at 10? Is it cheaper or something?
What? You know what? I think it's slightly cheaper because you get less free fall time. The higher up you go, you get more.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He'll be bricking it right now. Yeah, and right. I'm, by the way, yeah. Rightly so. I totally understand that. But
yeah, he's going to be nervous. And aggressive.
I'm not nervous. Because I am one of them people that think, like, to say I wouldn't do it because I'm scared of heights or whatever, but I am one of them people that thinks, like, the actual odds of something happening is astronomical.
And then who's going to make all the music?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't get nervous for that.
And I think, if anything, obviously what happened last week, they will be more aware because there'll be the hype around them.
Yeah.
That's what I always think. When something happens, something will be like...
Yeah. Probably the best time to do it, isn't it? Straight
more
after
I don't know. Wonder what he's actually thinking now. He's up there. Like,
still climbing.
He's feeling.
He'll be rubbing his face.
That face will be rubbed off. That
I wonder how many times he's asked his co-pilot if he's pressed record yet.
Can you imagine? Yeah, we were having a conversation with the guy who was filming him, and he talked about, he said, like, he probably mentioned Mission Impossible and all that, Tom Cruise, and he went, well, one of the guys jumping today has been on some of the films with Tom Cruise doing some of the skydiving stunts.
Really?
And Rob then was like...
Yeah, I can imagine.
Anyway.
Give me a hug.
Apparently, he has his wife is his rigger, so she's the only one he trusts to pack his parachute.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's all right until you piss them off, innit?
I'll show you.
He didn't put the bins out.
Hey, love, why have you increased the life insurance?
Oh, Rob's had a couple of messages on his post. Stuart Griffiths has said, come on, Rob, you can do it. And is it NJG1969 says, good luck. Have you got eyes on it, Mark?
Yeah.
Anything happening?
No.
There, I see it.
Yeah. It's just gone through a sort of cloud. Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah. Oh, there's one out.
One's out.
Yeah, couple's out.
Oh, yeah,
another one out.
Oh, there's a few. There's.
See what I mean? You didn't see them. You didn't see them without the parachutes, did you? There.
Jeff.
Yeah. Four.
Did you see it?
Say. Have we found
there?
Him? Have we found him?
There, red and black stripe.
This one over here.
Yeah.
One on the far right.
Yeah, I think so. That one's more orange.
Is that one, Rob, there?
I think it is, yeah.
Is that one on the end? Did you see what I mean, though? You didn't see him until the open parachute, though, did you?
I saw two.
To be fair, we're looking.
But they look like little specks.
Yeah.
And then the
parachute came out, yeah.
So we think that's Rob there, the red one.
He could be over it.
This one above us.
Oh, the one above us, bang above us.
It is that one.
This one.
Yeah.
This one here, yeah.
Can you hear him?
Yeah, this one here.
Yeah. This one.
Rob! Rob! Rob!
Can you hear me, Rob?
Rob!
Give us a wave!
Rob! 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 Is it him?
Oh, God.
Rob, it's your round!
Rob! He's not responded.
We're over here, Rob.
Is it him?
Yeah, we're filming some stranger by mistake.
Well, we're about to sell video to him anyway, if it's not Rob. Do you want a video, mate?
He's down, nearly. Is he down? He's down.
We don't know. We're not 100% sure, do we?
No, of course we don't.
We don't. That might be him. Rob! Is that him? Is that him?
Well, it's not Stoke playing.
So what did you think to the letter then?
Shit.
Cheeky bugger. Do you know what? It was a bit confusing, Rob, to be honest, as you probably heard on there, because we obviously got this really thick letter.
Yeah.
And Mark was in charge of it.
Not me.
Mark was in charge of it.
If I was in charge of it, it'd be great.
So as normal, we didn't look at what it contained.
Because I actually packed it in a way, because I thought, if I get a letter, comes through the post, I'll never open it and just start reading the first page. I always put first one, second one, go through them all, right, and then start reading.
Yeah, you assess it.
So I did that thinking, one of you, that's what you would have done. You didn't, did you?
No.
No.
You so just started reading.
When we were reading it, we were conscious that we wanted to watch you skydive.
Yeah. We thought we got 4 or 5 pages to read.
Yeah. Because there were, I think there were 4 pages to the skydiving manual or the parachute manual, and then the page of questions.
Yeah. Whereas we just opened it and started reading the first page. So as we were going through it, we thought, well, we best rattle through it because we don't know what else... And he's coming.
I were probably more to blame because I was like, listen, guys, forget chatting. We need to get through this letter. You know what I mean?
So you've got to take great pride in this fact, though, Rob. That's the first time I have ever not flicked to the last page without reading the first page first. Literally, systematically, first page, knowing that that's what you wanted.
Yeah. Because one of the things that I thought was...
Oh, so you're not so proud then.
No, I'm not proud in this moment. It was the joke would have landed earlier on when I said I've enclosed the life insurance documents and I've taken the parachute documents.
Do you know what?
Go on.
I'd not made that connection until you've just said it now.
No, I haven't. Nor had I.
I thought you'd meant for us to find it because we'd gone through everything. Knowing about that, you reading the instruction, then we get the instruction and go, I like what you've done there, which is why I said it was genius. So that's not what you'd meant.
Yeah, it was meant for that I'd taken
the wrong document.
Yeah.
Anyway, a more serious question for you, Rob.
Right.
What do you think clouds are taste of?
Oh, well.
Because you know what we think.
Yes.
So what do you?
Mine would be, I kind of agree with what you said. Salty to some degree, almost like pretzels. But actually, when I think about it, in my, I know philosophical is not the right word, but
empty
marshmallows.
Empty.
And I think it's just because they're fluffy and airy, like clouds are. I think marshmallows, but in reality, they wouldn't be sweet.
What did you think of our answers? Obviously, you wrote the questions.
Yeah.
We gave you our answers.
Yeah.
So what did you think of them?
I mean, Lee Mack.
I said Lee Mack.
Yeah, Lee Mack,
Greg Davis.
I mean...
Oh, so you're telling me that if I turned around and said, oh, Greg Davis is coming on our podcast next week, you wouldn't be excited?
I think I'd be a bit intimidated by him, if I'm honest.
I think he's brilliant.
I think he's very good.
He is in brilliant, fact, but I'd all be the people you said, him, I think.
What's his face from the football thing that you couldn't get the name of? I'm just listening to him.
Who? Did Mark say this name?
No, Kirk said it. Derek. No, not Derek.
Derek?
I feel like I'm going to have to listen to it again now.
What are you talking about? Who
did the TV programme on Apple? The football TV programme. Come on. It's totally gone. Brett Goldstein. Brett Goldstein.
That took some getting to, didn't it?
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know who he is.
I do really like Brett Goldstein. And who was the other one you said? The blondish-haired comedian?
Rob Beckett.
But they've all got their own podcasts, haven't they?
Yeah.
Each of their own. And they are all very good. So
I think we are sort of missing a point here. I don't think they would actually come on the show, would they?
Do you think they'd go,
we'll replace Rob, he's dead. I'll
come
on and replace.
You do know that the other week we were number 4 in the comedy improv chart on Good Pods.
Yeah, we were.
I know we were
higher than Zoe Ball.
Yes. I was thinking more like, you might replace with someone like me. Good looking, charming, a little bit funny, that sort of thing.
Delusional.
No, I'm only joking. And then, what else did I ask you?
About what to do with your ashes.
Oh, yes. Yes, because Kirk.
Yes.
As expected.
Yes, filthy.
Yeah.
But I actually quite liked it.
I thought you would do, see?
Yeah, I think you gave it to the wrong people. But yeah.
But let's face it, out of them all, you'd choose mine.
I mean, what a way to be remembered
you'd
for.
Choose mine.
What a way to remain.
Yeah. What did I say?
Well, yours were just crap. Literally.
Well, literally.
Well, you would have been treated like it, actually.
Yeah, I would have, yeah. Yeah, I thought, chuffing hell, fancy that. It's been chucked out bog. And then you definitely wouldn't have.
I'm flushed.
Yeah, I'm flush. And in fact, as well, the fact that you have actually said that you wouldn't mind doing, you possibly would have done a skydive, you could have been the one. Oh, you did say that anyway, didn't you?
Anyway, yeah, what did I say?
I don't know. You were going to comment on
it. It was you that said you didn't. you would not jump out of the plane and scatter my ashes, and you wouldn't have had a tattoo, which I'm surprised that one of you wouldn't have had a Steve-O style tattoo on the back of me. Do you know who Steve-O is?
Yeah.
On the back of... No, did I say on me?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant on the back of one of your backs.
Yeah. No, but what did you think about my idea about us having matching the chatting tattoos?
It that did make me laugh, actually. I did think, but then I thought, do we have us respective characters?
No, I don't mean anything so elaborate.
You mean just the logo?
I literally thought to myself, it could be something of like a small graphic design that incorporates like TCI or something like that.
TCI, yeah.
It could be really small, so then someone like yourself or Mark that doesn't have tattoos, it's not that invasive. You can just have it on your ass or something like that. But I think there's legs in us having matching tattoos.
I know that we'll end up spending the rest of our lives people asking us, what does TCI stand for?
Yes.
Yeah.
What I will say, and I don't want to sound too ambitious. Well, it is ambitious, I suppose, because it's an ambition, isn't it?
Yeah.
If this ever became our job,
yeah,
yeah,
then I'll have the full jobby, full tattoo, right?
What, the full logo?
Yeah.
With the characters on everything.
Forehead or something?
No. Not on my forehead.
Well, I thought you said you were being ambitious.
No, ambitious about this, if this ever became something. Okay. You know. So I know for a fact that that's very unlikely and I probably won't end up with the tattoo. Oh.
And as for the second to last question, I thought you would have all guessed that I would have obviously been like Tom Cruise, yeah. Uber cool coming down.
Yeah.
Because actually, I was probably cooler than you think I was.
Well, we've seen the video, and you're not.
That's the wrong word. not. I wasn't cool as in I was smouldering, you know, coming down.
No.
Oh, I wasn't doing
no,
that.
You definitely look like a hamster.
Yes. Hamster. And do you know when you just can't... I should have been rubbing my face, but I had to have my hands out because I was skydiving, so I couldn't rub my face. But I was just... It was... The thing is, right, I may as well tell you now because we're at a point where I've jumped out, aren't I?
Yeah.
So they're just... There's no feeling of falling. I always said this before about how I was scared in previous episodes. I've said that feeling where when you jump off a diving board or whatever and you feel like you're never falling, it just doesn't happen. You just feel like you're floating. It's bizarre. And so anybody that ever would say, oh, I'll never do that, that shouldn't be a thing. And so I was just so excited. I was pulling. They obviously say to, you know, make the most of the cameras. Oh, I was going for it. I was giving it to Superman.
Yes.
I was.
We have seen it.
What do you call them fingers where you put your thumb and your little finger out?
Oh, like a rock sign, like a walk-on sign.
Yeah, I'm not really that cool.
Usually people put the tongue out at the same time. You know that.
But randomly, at the moment, I did it. I've never done it before in my life. I don't know why, but I just felt like I wanted to do it. I must have seen it on Instagram and thought, oh, that'll look cool. I'll look cool doing that. I didn't.
A question for you. Is it noisy up there or is it really quiet? As in, is there a lot of noise or...
Because you are falling at 120 mile an hour, imagine opening your car window on the motorway doing 70 and think about
so
what
it's like
hear.
A lot of whistling,
it's
a lot
just,
of wind.
It's just,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just blowing in your ears
right.
as you fall. And so it was amazing. But then when they pull the parachute, that's when you take a moment to take stock of what's just happened. And I have got that clip here to play you because none of you have heard this audio, have you?
Ooh.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah! Bloody hell, yeah! Amazing! Absolutely incredible! The view to me! Bloody hell, honestly, this is... I'm buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah, baby! Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, mate.
Oh, that was amazing. That was absolutely sick.
So, yeah, all you could hear me saying was... I'm bloody buzzing.
Yeah, you couldn't sound any more middle-aged in Yorkshire, could you?
No.
So are we going to be putting that video on our socials?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, we definitely will. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And as well, I noticed when you see me, I keep saying, you can even see it in my mouth, mouthing words, and I'm going, yeah, baby. I don't know why I keep saying, yeah, baby. I'm like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, like an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did, on the video, you can see... Just as he lowers me out of the plane,
yes.
And I tuck my legs under and I put my head back, you can just see me. Well, I don't mouth the words, I do say it, but you can't hear it. And you can just see me saying effing hell. So, yeah, I think that was a surprise. I was expecting so much. I expected it to be so different than it was. Jumped and that, and then I landed, and that was it. Yeah, but we'll put that on our socials.
Cool.
So how do you feel?
Welcome back to
that was
land.
Honestly, the best experience of my 42 years.
Really?
Honestly,
hang on,
amazing.
Careful what you said there. So it's better than getting married.
Well, you know, it's a different thing.
I know.
In terms of like if you'd gone to a theme park and ever went on a ride and stuff like that, it was next level from that. But I thought the one thing I'm struggling with, I feel like I've been hit with hay fever at 200 mile an hour on the way down. It's like gone up my nose so far, it's gone in my brain, and I've now got hay fever in my brain. It's like, and my face is just a mess. I can't kind of keep getting over it.
Your face is a mess.
The feeling, thanks. Although, when I've landed, my hair was perfect. The wind just made it perfect.
That's debatable.
Thanks. The feeling of falling is different than what I expected it would be. So, you know, when you jump off a diving board into a pool and you get that feeling of, well, you can feel the speed that you're picking up as you're going down and your heart goes in your mouth. Or another one is a theme park ride where it takes you up
and it
holds you for a second, it drops.
Yeah.
Like your stomach lurches.
And your stomach lurches into your mouth. You don't have that at all.
None of that.
That doesn't happen.
Well, it's like a weightlessness.
Yeah. And I think it's because, well, having spoke to the guys after I landed, they said, yeah, you don't forget you're still travelling at 90 odd miles an hour or whatever. So you've got resistance in different areas that you don't get from a standstill drop. Pressures are different up there.
Right.
So you will feel it for a second. I didn't feel at any point like I was actually falling. It was very much like just... I don't think any of you have done like air kicks. You know the one where you go in a little circular dome and blows fans
indoor
up.
Indoor skydiving.
It is very much like that. And it's just blowing against you. You don't really get that, oh my gosh, I'm falling and it's making me feel uncomfortable. Couldn't breathe for a second because the wind's blowing in your face and you have to adjust to that slightly. But yeah, what an experience.
So how long do you think you was from jumping out then to landing?
I'll be honest with you, it probably felt like I was free-falling for about a good 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then obviously pulled the parachute. When he pulled the parachute, I thought we were coming down for another 10 minutes.
I think it was longer than that, although it might have felt like that to you. We were watching you for...
The view must have been incredible, especially on a day like
no,
today.
No, I don't mean...
He was saying 2 to 3 minutes free-falling.
Yes, he did. And then he said he pulled the chute, and then how long did it feel then?
Once the chute were pulled, another, 8 minutes after
I think it was longer than that.
Right.
I think
I'll have to ask him how long we're from leaving to getting down, how long it is. But to answer your question, the weather that we've got, I could literally see for miles. He was pointing out and saying, you see that distance over there, that change in scenery? That's Norfolk.
Norfolk?
Yeah.
Wow.
Norfolk?
Wow. And then over that's...
So obviously you can see down past the Wash then and...
Yeah. That was it. He said, that's the Wash.
Yeah.
He said, so then you've got that's Norfolk.
Yeah.
And then he went, there's Cleethorpes, there's Skegness. I thought, oh, I know how far away that is.
Driven it. You couldn't just drop me off, could you?
Yeah, absolutely. Can we do it again?
I'm
on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, what an experience. I think for anyone of you or anyone that's listening...
You mean Mark?
Yeah. Well, even you. I think you'd genuinely be surprised at how unscary it actually is. How unscary it actually is. It's not. It's really not that. It's scary before you go.
The fear is the worst. The fear of it. Yeah. Then doing it, you go, oh, it's...
Yeah.
Right.
But do you not think that's easy to say, though?
Now you've done it.
Well, A, now you've done it. But B, coming from yourself that you're not really scared of heights.
Yeah. No, I totally appreciate that.
You haven't got to deal with that.
Yeah, I totally appreciate that. And I think that's the thing, that once you've got... I think that I imagine the fear of the height would be in the plane going up, and when the doors open and you're thinking, I'm going to die, or the height of this is too high to comprehend. Once you've fallen, I almost think I don't know how your mind would go, well, actually, it's all right, this. And like, I know I'm falling and I know I'm high, But once you fall in, when does the fear of heights stop?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
at what point does it?
You're already falling high, towards the ground.
You're not falling, are you? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I kind of think I don't know when that ends, but yeah, it would just be the bit before it. And even as someone like me that isn't scared of heights and is a bit of an adrenaline junkie, kind of gets off on that and thinks, oh, this is cool, this is amazing. But yeah. So yeah. Anyway, I think it's time I went and got a beer. Oh, in fact, you've just got me a beer, haven't you, Mark?
Yeah.
Thank you, mate. What did you get me?
I got you a punk.
Oh, you beauty. You know my style,
don't you?
I know
your style, yeah.
Good man. Well, thank you.
Well done, Rob.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm glad you're alive.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
And we don't need to do any recruiting or anybody else, no. So that saves us a job. So thank you for that.
I need to listen back to that, so we'll discuss that on Friday.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, nice one, Rob.
Right, boys, I'll go and see other family. Good to see. Oh, boys, I just want to say thank you for coming. It really means a lot that you came to support me and watch it all. And I hope it wasn't too boring. Stood around watching me fall out of the sky.
Well, we've been here 7 hours, so don't worry about it. It's fine. You know what I mean?
Well, thanks a lot, boys. All right. See you Friday.
See you all right.
Bye.
Thanks for that beer, Mark. It went down an absolute treat. Oh, it was gorgeous.
It went down better than your food.
Yeah.
What a time.
It didn't go down.
I know.
So
what a time for a power cut.
I know. And do you know the best thing is, Gemma's mum and dad had gone to a pub, a local pub. They didn't end up eating either because all their power out. The whole village went out. So, yeah, really? The whole village's power had gone out. For you listening, we'd ordered some chicken, pretty much chicken nugget and chips, and they never came. I ended up having another two beers in that time, but I needed them.
Yeah,
I deserved
to bring
them.
I deserved them.
But yeah, so all in all, the whole experience absolutely incredible. Would I do it again? Yes. Do I want to do it again? Yes. Do I want to do it on my own? Yes. It's just a lot of money, and although they have given me quite a lot of offers. If I do it again, yeah. I think we were working. Oh no, that was later on that night. I was working it out. £1,800 with a discount to do the AAF license, which is
not too bad, you know.
No,
is that,
bear in mind,
is that so you can do it by yourself on
your
own?
Yes, on your own.
Right. Okay.
Bear in mind that includes a total of 15 jumps.
Wow.
For that.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
15 jumps. Your first jump is with two people.
Yeah.
Holding on to you.
Okay.
And then the jump after that is with two people not holding on to you.
But nearby.
And the next one is just one other person with you. And I think the next one after that is a person with you, but away from you.
And is the last one, you fly the plane yourself and you jump out yourself
out, yeah.
And you do everything yourself.
And let the plane dive, nose dive, yeah. Get back in it and land it.
Well, I do think that's something you should consider. Just looking at how much you enjoyed it and listening to how much you enjoyed it and stuff, that, you know, sometimes we can all let money put us off stuff, can't we? Do you know what I mean? But sometimes it is about understanding that we only live once, if you like, and that, you know, there's more to life than money. So,
absolutely.
You know, I do think you should consider it.
Yeah. And Skydive Hibblestow were absolutely fantastic as well. Every single person there was so welcoming, so knowledgeable, so helpful, you know, really fun as well. There was such a good vibe, atmosphere.
Yeah.
Everybody that did it just, you know, they were all buzzing to be there. It helped that the weather was so good.
The guy that you jumped with was so funny when he was sort of taking the mickey out of you and saying, oh, have you stopped crying yet?
Yeah.
He cried all the way down.
Didn't he say something like, who's Fernando?
Yeah.
And you were like, what? And he went, that's all he was screaming all the way down.
Tell Fernando I love him.
Yeah, tell Fernando I love him. That's it. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but no, it was absolutely brilliant. And if anybody, it's not a plug, but if anybody was thinking of doing it, I can highly recommend Skydive Hibblestow.
I think you'll call that a plug.
Yes.
I think you'll find I may have just plugged.
Yeah.
They haven't paid us for that.
But it were a great setup there, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
In fact, you did actually have the chicken nuggets and chips. Were it any good?
Yeah, were great.
Were it?
Loads of it. Too much. I didn't eat it all.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But anyway. Great.
So on a different note, are there any other things that you need to tick off your bucket list?
Well, do you know what? Since then, I've thought, I wonder what's it called where you stand on the top of a plane?
Wing walking.
I think that'd be
quite
cool.
I don't know why they call it that, because you don't actually do any walking. You only walk to get into your
harness,
and then you don't
does
walk.
That is Tom Cruise.
Well, you can do it.
I mean physically walk on the plane.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I thought you meant...
climb around it and do all that.
Yeah, well...
Only he's mad enough to do it.
Yeah.
But I would love to do that. Yeah. I think that's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head.
I don't think that would suit you at all.
No.
Because there's no training involved.
No, you just strap in
off you go. And that you'd be like, well, it's too restrained. I mean, I'm not saying when you did your parachuting, you did anything as such, but what's that thing called where they
it's like skydiving, but they normally do it off cliffs. And they have like a web, almost like a bird, they're almost paragliding but with their own body. And they can fly and they can tuck their arms in to get... But that looks... that must take some training to be able to do that.
Yeah, because they travel at some really fast speeds, don't they?
My question is, firstly to you, Other Mark, has it inspired you to want to do what you were originally going to do for your... resolution/bucket list.
Well, it's funny you should say that because somebody reached out to us. He messaged me.
Is this after we've mentioned it on here?
After we did all we covered everything on the Facebook Live, didn't we? You parachute jump and whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
And Sumo reached out and said, "Send Rob a well done.
Yeah,
fantastic. Keep that off his bucket list.
Yeah.
When are you doing your comedy routine?" Mm. And I'm like, "Ah,
yeah."
And yes, it has spurred me on.
Oh, good.
I mean, to be honest, meeting Joe the other week, that sort of, because I now I've got some inroads I can make with somebody to start doing a little bit of training and whatever else. Yeah. So yes, it's going to be happening.
Oh, brilliant.
But he also asked Kirk, because Sumo said he's lost a couple of stone because he's been on brilliant. A bit of a...
Well done, Sumo.
Bit of a health kick. Mm-hmm. Asking how you were getting on with your resolution.
Yeah, all right. I'm about just... nearly 2.5 stone down and I'm halfway through the year, so brilliant. I suppose you could look at it as on track.
Yeah.
So I said 5 stone, didn't I? So yeah. We're halfway through the year.
You can see it in you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of weeks. Yeah. I was really on it. I was really focused and I was really doing well. I was comfortable with it. I was on it.
And you're still sticking to the keto diet?
No.
Oh, have you come off that? Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, this is news.
Yeah, well, this is news.
What's changed?
You like pizza too much and stuff.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you laugh and joke about it. Keto is brilliant, and it is. I will stand by everything I've said in the past on the podcast and stuff. It is brilliant, but it is very restrictive. And I know that people are going to at me now with the whole, well, you just need to do this and you just need to do that. And so I get it. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying that I'm against it. I see all the benefits, but for me, doing it at first, obviously something's new, you get into it, you throw everything at it, and actually cutting out the pasta and the bread or whatever was actually the easy bit. I thought that's what I'd really struggle with, but actually that was the easy bit. The actual hard bit was all the hidden carbs.
Yeah.
So and I still... You know how you used to say to me, Rob, when I was doing Slimming World, you'd be like, I don't see how you could eat all that pasta and lose weight, or I don't see how you could eat all that, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas me with keto, it was that fact of, I don't understand how a plate full of cauliflower can be bad for you.
Yeah.
Because I started looking at what I could put with my meals. So yeah, easy, you'd get a steak, you'd order a steak, you'd have a steak, fine. What do you put with it? If you're not having carbs, you're not having... potatoes or chips or anything like that, what do you put with it? Well, fine, veg. And then you start to go, right, but I can't have carrots. They're too high in carbs. You can't have too much cauliflower. It's too high in carbs. You can't have broccoli. It's too high in carbs. You can't have parsnips. So you start to go, and right down to the fact of you can have chestnut mushrooms, but you can't have white mushrooms. You could have leaf lettuce, but you can't have iceberg lettuce. You get to a point where you're like, right, so what we're saying is, bear in mind, I was doing it mainly for weight loss, not just health reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, mainly for weight loss. What you were basically saying is, I can't have a bowl of iceberg lettuce with some cauliflower.
Yeah.
Now, fundamentally, we all know around this table that if all I ate was iceberg lettuce and cauliflower, the weight would drop off me.
Unless you're eating 64,000 tons of it.
Exactly.
A day. Yeah.
you know. So then once them little things start to...
64,000 tons.
It's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot.
Well, yeah, it is a lot.
I
yeah.
thought it were a lot.
But if you... But if you wait,
What's the funny?
I thought that amount was particularly a lot.
What's funny?
No, in the respect that if you could eat anything, it doesn't matter what you eat, if you eat too much
64,000 tons of it. Yeah,
you're not specifically just that amount. But if you eat enough of it, you still won't lose weight, would you? You know what I mean?
And the problem with me, obviously, and anyone that struggles with weight loss, anyone that struggles with dieting or whatever, they'll totally understand where I'm coming from. Once that little voice creeps into your head of, this don't make sense, that don't make sense, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you putting yourself through this if you can't even have a carrot? Why are you putting yourself through this if you can't even have some broccoli or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, it starts to play at your head. And then what you do is you end up having something and you end up going, oh, I'll just have this or I'll just have, you know. And but the fact of if you eat too much cauliflower, it kicks you out of ketosis and you have to start all again. It just got too much. Ooh. It just got too much. So
it's completely off the table altogether then.
Keto is. I've gone back to just eating Slimming World stuff like I used to.
And how's
that making you feel? Is that you're right with that?
I feel much better, as in like I know I'm not stressing about my food.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah. I'm not stressing about weighing stuff and measuring stuff and having how much carbs is in this and how much carbs is in that and stuff like that. I'm more of a fact of, right, I know what I can have now. I know, but what it has taught me is even before on Slimming World, for instance, I was eating too much carbs. I was eating too many carbs.
Yeah.
So although I've kind of gone back to more that way of dieting, I am being more considered about the amount of carbs that I'm consuming and trying to reduce it in general that way. But for me, Daisy's had the biggest impact through keto.
Yeah.
And I actually think that if she was really honest, I actually think that because she's come off keto, I think if she were really honest, she'd want to go back onto keto. But the problem is she was losing too much weight.
Mm. Right.
She was, but she felt great, looked great. She'd lost some weight, you know. This, not that she needed to lose it, but
I'm gonna say, Daisy, you know, don't need to lose weight at all, does she?
Each to their own. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If she weren't happy with it, you know. So I'm on track. I'm on
Brilliant.
Track.
So,
hold on, sorry, just before you, because I just want to hold you to this.
Yeah.
So when you say that you're gonna seriously look back into yours.
Yeah.
Do you mean this year? And no pressure. Is that what you've got in your head?
I need to look at the availability of when they run the.
The event.
The event.
Yeah. Okay. It won't be this year, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just a little bit disappointed because half of the selling point of the originally was the fact that it was at the lead mill. And sadly, at the end of this month, the lead mill will be no more.
Will be no more.
As it was, anyway, which is a real shame.
So you can't do it then no more, can you? Time at the
bar, please. So, Mark, back to you.
Yes.
You seem to be ducking out of these all the time.
Yeah, well,
now I'm just going to clean my garage.
I don't think I set one, did I?
You didn't?
No, because I didn't believe in them. Because I said there were.
So have you got? Is there any challenges or anything you want to get off your book off a bucket list?
Yeah, because that was originally New Year's resolution.
Yeah, it was.
If you were to set yourself a challenge or something you want to strike off,
you know, like running a half marathon or something.
I don't think I'd be able to run a half marathon.
You're drawing him straight into a conversation about half marathons, and full marathons, and 800 meters, and 1500 meters.
Yeah, is there any challenge that you would? Set yourself.
I don't think I would.
Well, do you know what I'm going to do for the next episode?
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with a challenge for all four of us.
Okay. Ooh.
Right, okay. Wait, are you setting it now or are you going to tell us on the next one?
You need
to start paying more attention, Mark.
And I know it kind of goes against the fact of you setting a challenge for us, but can I please make a request?
No.
Okay. If it's anything to do with deep water, I'm not doing it.
Oh, we were going to go swimming with sharks.
No matter how
much, no cage or anything.
No matter how much you tell me I have to, it won't happen. So,
shall we? Let's spin the wheel.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, this is so exciting. Oh. Go on. He's nearly there. The wheel of features. So last week it was 5-word plot puzzle. Would you like a reminder of what the words were?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we've got identity, revenge, deception, chaos, transformation.
Ooh.
So last week, I believe, Mark, you said...
Well, I said Minority Report, but then I also said Total Recall. The more I think about it, it sounds more like Total Recall. So anyway, they're my guesses.
Okay. And Mark, you said?
I had three by the end, but I don't know which one I wanted to stick to because I thought Bourne Identity was too obvious. Mm-hmm. Then I went for Face Off. Mm-hmm. And then at the very last minute, I thought, ooh, Spectre. But... I don't know.
Okay. And Rob, have you had time to think
about
it?
Yeah, you've had a whole week.
I know, I've been thinking about it, but honestly, I can't. I just can't.
You've just been thinking about your skydiving all the time, haven't you?
Yeah, I just can't think of one. One thing that came into my head was I started thinking about Avengers. I started thinking Mission Impossible. But that's because I like the films and Tom Cruise. So no, I haven't got an answer.
Okay.
Can you put me out as misery, though?
Well, I will do as one as long as these, pick one. What are you going with? If you had to go with one...
I'll go for a Total Recall.
Okay, and if you had to pick one?
Okay, can you
what was the other one you said, Mark?
Minority Report.
I'm going to go with the obvious one then. I'm going to just go with Bourne Identity.
And I'm going to go with Mark's Minority Report.
Okay, so one of your all-round guessers was correct. And that's why I wanted you to pick on one and stick with it.
So is it Mark's?
The answer was Face Off.
Oh.
Well done, Mark.
Should have gone straight down the middle.
Yeah. Well, I must admit, that was a very good answer. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good one. But
when you said it, well I was done, like, Mark. Yeah.
Who's spinning the wheel, then?
Mark can spin
Shall I spin it?
Yeah, you're right, spinning.
You're right.
Let's go and spin the wheel, then.
What is it? I can't see it. You're it away.
It's AI Jukebox Jam.
Hey.
Yeah. I got my glasses off.
Song downloading. Complete. Lyric analysis. Complete. AI Jukebox Jam. Connection lost.
Right, I'm sure you know how this works by now, but I'm going to tell you anyway how it works. So I've asked AI... I've given AI a song, and I've asked it to explain that song in 5 words.
Okay.
Is it 5 words?
No.
Do you even know how your features work, Rob?
Start again.
I'm sure you know how this works.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, I'm under silence, Kirk will cut this bit out.
So,
you're wrong.
So, I gave AI a song and asked it to describe the meaning of that song, and then...
In how many words?
In no amount of words. And you've got to work out what it is that AI has described.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. I'm glad it's nice and simple.
Nice and simple. Okay, so something conveys guilt, regret, and heartbreak over infidelity and lost trust in love.
Ooh.
Something conveys guilt, regret, and heartbreak over infidelity and lost trust in love.
This sounds like a Whitney Houston song.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. What's the song from Bodyguard?
I will always love you.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Right, okay. Other Mark.
Knowing what your taste in music's like, I'm thinking, right, which Celine Dion song?
I'm thinking Hello by Adele.
All right. Yeah. I like these answers so far. What was it about Hello that made you think that?
I don't know.
I know what you mean by that. Sometimes you just have a feeling about something, don't you?
I really think you were thinking of Celine Dion, Baby Think Twice or something like that.
Oh, Think Twice. Oh.
Baby,
good track.
Think Twice.
Good track.
For the sake of my love. Yeah, good song.
Thanks. I didn't write it. I don't know. I'm going to stick with that.
Well, I will reveal all next week. It's been a pleasure, boys.
It really has.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
You've
done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with 3 cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali Air air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.